RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, yesterday I started talking about a busy schedule and planning healthy meals around a busy schedule, and it's not as easy as you think. And it tends to get much easier to just order out, pick up, get food from the hot bar. I mean, we're all finding this right now that it's so much easier to just eat unhealthy, or if you are going to eat healthy, to just go out and buy it. But so we talked about breakfasts, and we talked about making smoothies and getting everything ready the night before. We talked about lunches, packing your lunch and packing your children's lunches and getting those ready the night before, because boy, it sure saves time in that busy morning when you're racing around trying to get yourself ready and feed your children and get their lunches packed. It's kind of crazy. But now let's talk about dinner, because dinner seems to be the one. Kids are coming and going from activities. They've got homework. You've come home from work. You're tired. It all kind of adds up together to say, oh, God, let's just order a pizza tonight. I know we all absolutely do it. But if you really want to make an effort to eat healthier and you really want to say to yourself, okay, I'm really going to do this time, I'm going to do it. And here's a few best bits of advice. First of all, again, planning. Planning is essential. If you say, oh, well, you know, I got some chicken in the freezer, but then you take out a chicken breast and you intend to saute it or bake it, then you realize that that's going to take 45 minutes to an hour. It has to defrost. If you're going to defrost it in the microwave, you might overcook it. It gets those little dry spots. So you have to think ahead, and whether you're a Sunday cooker and you can cook on a Sunday and have things all nice and ready so that you can just pull them out of the fridge or the freezer and make them up, that's a great idea. Certainly better than buying frozen food, which contains so much sodium and preservatives that's uncool, you know, to do that as much as possible. But planning ahead. So if you are going to make rice and you like to serve brown rice and put a lot of vegetables and things in it, make the rice the day before. Make it on a Sunday. Make it in the afternoon. Try and put it in a slow cooker. Make it that way. Slow cookers also can be a great way to make healthy food. And we'll talk about that at another time. But my biggest tip is to plan ahead. If you are going to make chicken that night, take it out in the morning. Leave it in the fridge so it's defrosted when you get home and you can throw on whatever seasonings, get it in the oven and get it all done. So it's really about advanced planning when you want to eat healthy on a busy schedule. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.